Blog Talk Radio.
This is George Gamond, and it's the Tuesday show, and I hope everyone is having a absolutely fabulous day wherever you are, and wherever you are, I hope, can I talk? Yes, I can talk. Please, I can talk. I can do this. I hope you're staying dry and safe. Obviously, you know, it's been rough for a lot of places in the United States and the South and Southeast and Florida and Texas and I guess Louisiana and I guess Alabama, or I don't know about Alabama and Mississippi, but I know Georgia got a lot of rain and I guess the whole region got a lot of rain. So it's been tough. So be safe. So sending love. We're just going to send love. Everybody just kind of send love to everyone who's been going through all these crises of tornadoes and hurricanes and fires. We had some thunder showers the other day here in Southern California, believe it or not. We had lightning strikes, which is like really unusual. We had warm weather. Well, it's been warm. It may never cool off. We may never get autumn, but that's okay. Perpetual summer, right? It's summer 365 days. Some people think in the east, oh, you guys always have summer. No, we get a little cooler. It does get down into the 40s and sometimes in the 30s in the winter. I know. That's much different than the 0 degree temperatures that other people have, or below zero Fahrenheit. But then we have our own issues. They're talking about the major earthquake that's going to separate California into two different locations and push us off into the ocean. The San Andreas Fault, one of these days, the big earthquake, the 8.0, which will affect all of Southern California. Well, we're going to talk about love, not fear. We're going to talk about love-based energies today. So if you want to call in and you want to get a channeled reading, if you want my spirit guides to talk to you about whatever topic, now it's all, they want to talk about love, love and how it applies to your life, not romantic love so much. I mean, that's an important part of love, but just love as an energy. So I've been writing about that and been thinking about that, and also been thinking about, oh, well, I lay in bed, I take my dog out in the morning, and I go back to bed for a little while because she gets up earlier than I do, and I'm just not ready at 6 o'clock in the morning to go to start anything big time. I'm kind of like, Okay, I'm not a morning person. I don't know if you guys are morning people or not. So if you want a channel reading, give me a call. But where I was going with all this is, you know, every once in a while I'm laying there and I'm trying to connect with spirit, a little meditation as I'm trying to fall back to sleep. And thinking about, well, my purpose. What's my purpose? You know, I know that sounds kind of ridiculous to be saying at this point in my life, what's your purpose? You know, I'm getting older and what's your purpose? But purpose changes throughout your life and purpose can switch from time to time. And so what's your purpose? So I asked spirit that, I asked my spirit guides, okay, what's my purpose? What should I be focusing on right now? Where should I be focusing my energies, my natural abilities, my gifts? My gift is a channel. That's what I am. When I got into this whole metaphysical, spiritual aspects of life, you know, 25 years ago, well, 1992 or 1991, I guess was when it was, 92. Yeah, 92. So that's 25 years, right? Almost going on 26. Wow, a long time. first thing I learned to do, first thing I studied was channeling. Went to a class, and I've told you this story, so I'm not going to repeat the story and get too deep into it. But I took a channeling class for, the class and the group went on for about a year. So we got an intensive channeling every week, and that's kind of where I started. And I've kind of drifted off in different directions and studied other modalities and done other things in my life. And so, yeah, different modalities and different things. Yeah, I did hands-on healing, Reiki, all these other things. So, you know, but it always comes back to that. It always comes back to channeling. It always comes back to my spirit guides and or now sometimes people's ancestors or famous people. So channeling is like, so when I offer readings to you and I offer something, I'd like to go away and I'd like to let my spirit guides talk to you. And that's what I like to do. So channeling. So back to the purpose thing, and I'll get into love, and I'll get into the love vibration, what I've been writing about it. Love vibration being the highest vibration there is in the universe. God is love, or source is love. And that love vibration, well, let me describe it this way. And I know I'm going off track a little bit. Let me describe it this way. If you want to manifest anything in your life, if you want to self-heal, if you want to get into a better place in your life, if you want to be in a place where you can attain everything you want in your life, achieve everything you want in your life, heal yourself in an amazing way, you need to get your vibration up. You need to get your vibration up to what's Source, God, talks about being in that magnetic field of connection with Source where everything flows quickly to you. Bam, it's done. That's about raising your vibration. That's cleaning up your vibration. And that's getting rid of, and as I was writing about it today, well, I'll write this. And I know this has to do with what I'm going to talk about, my purpose a little bit. And okay, let me just start with I was writing a little bit. Now, this has not been edited, and so I'm just going to kind of go through it. And this is a couple paragraphs or a paragraph and a half on the subject. How do you get to the vibration to maintain that vibration? And we're talking about the vibration of love, which was discussed earlier in this article. What is the advantage of being in that vibration? Happiness is the answer to that last question. The societies that you function in present many challenges to maintaining a state of joy and happiness. The fear that is pushed on a daily basis quickly drains you of your joy if allowed. Fear, the opposite of love, is a controlling emotion. As long as you are controlled by fear and the fire of happiness is on a very low flame. I got to put some commas in here, okay? Under the influence of fear affects you in various ways. It damages your health and limits your ability to create the life you desire. Instead of delving too deeply into the effects of fear, let's look at the advantage of raising yourself to the state of the love vibration. This vibrational oneness with Source in that magnetic field of love vibration can benefit all aspects of your life. And then I'll write more about this as Spirit gives me information. But it's, if you want anything in your life, and of course, how do you get there? And that we'll talk more about that. And I have some articles on just kind of general articles today, but I wanted to talk to you. But I'm going to channel my spirit guides a little bit more on this for you about this love vibration and how to get there. How to get into that place, that state of being in that vibration, because that's so important. Okay, back to my mission and purpose in life. My purpose in life, very simply, as Spirit told me, keeps telling me, keeps reminding me, because I get distracted by the sparklies in life and the whistles and bells and all that stuff. I get distracted because, and then they keep telling me, your mission, your purpose is to channel source energy, source words and vibrations to help people to heal, to help raise them their vibration, to heal the individual and to heal the planet. Now, healing could be emotional, spiritual, and physical, but it's a healing. And it's about healing the planet. It's healing, you know, the micro, macro aspects of it. So my mission, my purpose in life is to just give you what source through my spirit guides has to say about raising your vibration so that you can feel healed and you can accomplish everything you want in your life. Simple. That's my mission. And as more and more people embrace the love vibration, if more and more people embrace living from that high vibrational place, the whole thing that takes place is the planet shifts. We have a shifting planet. We have a planet that embraces high vibration, a planet that embraces kindness, compassion, love. Now, wait a minute. I'm going to stop there. I'm going on and on, and I do that all the time. I just rattle on as I kind of things come to me, and I'd rather just go away and do it. It's much easier if I just channel and do all this than it is to try to listen and talk, listen and talk, listen and talk. So let me do that. Let me go under for a few minutes, and then I'll come back. And then we'll take in some articles or take your call if you want to talk to one of your ancestors, get a message from them. Or if there's a famous person that you want to communicate with that might be related to what you do in life, you know, if you're a musician or an artist or accountant or whatever it is, there's a famous person out there that knows what you do and can help you with whatever you do in life. And if you're a healer, cool. There's famous healers out there in the non-physical world that want to help you. So let me go under. And then I'll come back and we'll take your calls. And yeah, I have some articles that I think are related to the subject that are kind of fun. So let my spirit guides talk to you about this love thing if they want to do that. I never know. We always want to talk about love. All kinds of love. Every aspect of love. From the romantic to the love between parents and children, the mother and daughter and son, the father and his children, the love of individuals have for activities in their lives, the passion you have for certain hobbies, certain things that you do. So you can have love for a lot of different things because it's a vibration. It's a passion. It's joy. You can love anything that brings you joy. Think of it that way. Love vibration can be raised by just doing things that bring you joy and you're passionate about and you love to do. And you have that warm feeling when you're doing that. Now, sometimes we understand if you're doing certain things in your life, there's a bit of a struggle to get through it and you have challenges and let's say whatever you're working on. But the end result is because you're really into it. You're really passionate about it. And when you have that feeling of accomplishment in whatever you're doing, you know, whether it's taking care of children, it's building a car, it's watering, taking care of your plants, taking care of your animals, being in nature, whatever you believe in, you know, it could be with friends and having fun and enjoying the evening and doing whatever you do, playing cards, whatever it is you do that you're passionate about. As long as you don't let negativity float in there. And there can be negative aspects of whatever you're doing, you know, so you have to kind of to keep the fear and the negativity out as much as you can. So love is based on your vibration, raising your vibration, doing things that you love to do. So when we talk about love, we're not just talking about romantic love. That's an important aspect of love. We're not just talking about a love of one's family or love of one's country or a love of any particular thing. It's the whole gamut. It's a whole wide spectrum of love. And if you can tap into in your lives, something that you really, really passionate about, that you really enjoy, that brings you real sense of satisfaction, you've connected with that vibration of love, haven't you? You're there. you're there, you're doing something, and you're lost in time doing it, and it's just, you know, you realize, I haven't eaten in hours, I'm really hungry, because you've been doing something that you're passionate about. You're in that vibration. Now, doing it and engaging in the activity has its benefits in itself, whatever that is. You might be creating something, or you might just enjoying your life. You might be just watching something that makes you laugh, and you're just hysterical, and you're just having a great time, and you're rolling on the floor laughing. Wait, you're in that condition. You're in that state. You're in that love vibration. And, you know, George, well, we gave him this concept that if you're in that state, that high vibrational love place, you're connected to source, that magnetic field, that's attraction field, that you attract anything into your life. So the more you can get into that state, the more you can get into that vibration, the more you can get into that love vibration by doing things that make you feel really good. And we're not judging there. We're not judging you for what that is. Just find things that feel really good. Now, of course, you're not hurting other people, and you're not doing the things that are just very negative in nature. Obviously, you're doing things that are fun. Obviously, you're doing things that are creative. Obviously, you're doing things that bring a smile on your face and make you laugh and are passionate in their nature. Obviously. Don't misinterpret our words. But once you're in that zone, that vibrational place, now you could be playing sports. They use the word zone here. You could be in a sport. You could be playing a sport. You could be doing something you're passionate about, playing tennis, playing this, playing that, playing golf. You're so locked into the activity that it feels so good to be doing this. That is the vibration you need to be in when you want to offer and ask for something from source. Ask. And it is given, right? You've heard that expression before. Ask, and it is given. But get into that vibrational place. Get into that energy field. Get into that magnetic field of attraction through love, through the vibration of love, through the vibration of joy, through the vibration of appreciation. You know, George has been reading a lot about the idea of kindness. And how kindness, which is an aspect of love, because it's a feel really good thing to do, to be kind and compassionate to others. It benefits them, but it even benefits you more by being kind and compassionate with others. We tie the two words together because they mean very similar things, and we're not going to get into splitting word hairs here and try to define the differences. But it's offering yourself to help others, offering your sympathy and love towards others, doing things for other people. It goes beyond sympathy when we throw that word in there, but it goes beyond. That's the starting point. You have feelings for somebody. You're sympathetic to something. You're empathetic to somebody or cause, and so you throw yourself into it to be kind, to be compassionate, to get involved, to show concern and do something about it. When you're doing that, you're in that state of love, that vibration of love. And once you're in that vibration of love, then it's the time to ask. That's the time to ask for something. Well, we talk about this all the time. People miss the point. We say when you're in that vibration, when you're in that magnetic field, when you're doing something of kindness and joy and expressing yourself in some way that's very creative, that's the time to ask. When you're in the doldrums, when you're down, you're depressed, just things aren't working out, that's not the time to ask. You got to get your vibration up. And extending kindness and empathy and caring for others is one of the quickest ways to get there, but also finding something that you love to do. Maybe it's listening to music. Maybe there's great music out there that you enjoy, and every time you listen to that music, it's heartfelt. You just get so emotionally involved in the music. It just pumps you up. That's the time to ask. So those opportunities, pick those places where you feel really, really good. Then you're in that love vibration. Then you offer it up to the universe and ask. Put your requests out there for what you want. Because once you're in that magnetic field, it can come quickly. Now, you want to get back there as much as you possibly can. You're going to fall out of that field. You're going to drift off into some kind of day-to-day activities that might feel a little negative. But that's human. You do it all the time. But try to get yourself back up there as quickly as you can, because the more you stay in that field, the more you stay in that love vibration, the quicker things happen in your life. We would suggest that you do that. Try that. Next time you have a concern and you want something, the universe to bring you something, source to bring you something, God to bring you something, you want something in your life, whatever it is you want, a boyfriend, girlfriend, a new home, a new car, a new place to work, whatever it is, get yourself into that vibration first. Forget about asking when you're down and out and feel kind of depressed and, oh, I need a new job. This job is driving me crazy. Before you ask, find something that makes you feel good. Find something that you enjoy doing, that you love to do, where time just passes by and you feel so good about doing it. Then in the middle of that, go, oh, yeah, oh, by the way, God. Oh, by the way, Source, I need a new job. Can you bring me a new job? Can you show me opportunities for a new job? And hold on to that vibration as long as you can. You can go back to what you're doing. Get that vibration up again. Find it. And then repeat that pattern for a couple of days. You don't have to ask again, but just get yourself back into that vibration. And we guarantee that if you can get your vibration up, if you can ask in that vibrational place where you're feeling really good, you're in the state of joy, in the state of love, in the state of just ecstasy. If you're asking for what you want, it's a guarantee that you'll get it. But you got to get there first. So we emphasize that. You know, you've watched all those movies and you've read all those books and they talk about, oh, just ask and it is given. The universe will bring you whatever you want. And sometimes they do talk about the emotional aspect of it, that you have to be in a good emotional place. But we're just trying to emphasize this thing. How do you get there? And just find something that you love to do. Be around things that you love. Get that feel-good thing. You know, if you have children, play with your children. You know, enjoy, laugh with your children, then ask. If you have grandchildren, play with your grandchildren. That's sometimes easier. You don't have as many problems with them, right? Laugh with them, giggle with them, have fun with them, and then ask. Get yourself into that vibration first, and then ask. Always. Get into that vibration first, then ask. You might wonder why. Well, we can talk to you individually about that if you're so interested in knowing more, but that's our lesson on love. Love is a beautiful thing. Love is an amazing thing, but there's so many things to love in your world. I mean, you could be in nature. You could go to a natural, beautiful place, a park, a monument or something that's just a nature monument of some kind, in a national park, if you call it that. And you could be just in awe of the beauty. You could be staring at the animals and watching them from a distance and just in awe. And your vibration is really high. And that is time to ask. But also show appreciation. And a thank you doesn't hurt. You know, we appreciate a thank you. You know, if things are flowing in your life and you're getting what you want and you're in that vibrational place and you've been listening to these words from Spirit and you go, okay, well, thank you. Thank you, God. Thank you, Source. Thank you. I appreciate you. I appreciate how you have helped me in my life. I appreciate that the love that you have extended to me. Appreciation goes a long way, and thank you goes a long way, because that gets you into that vibration again. See how it feels? If you're saying, thank you, God, thank you, I appreciate you, I appreciate what you've done for me, I appreciate all the beautiful things that have come into my life, doesn't that get you back up into that vibration? Doesn't showing appreciation for the things that you've received in your life and being grateful for how God has helped you and or Spirit has helped you in your life, then you're back up there again. So don't forget that aspect of it. Don't forget that after you've been receiving and getting what you want in life, that relationship, that friendships, that place to live, that whatever it is in your life, that, you know, It could be really simple stuff, really simple things. You know, you could be in a really good place and you think, you know what, I want something different to eat. Give me some ideas and where to go. I want something different, like either to prepare or to go out to eat. Show me something different. I'm kind of stuck, you know, but you're feeling good. You're doing something you love to do and you got that vibration. I just want something new and see what happens quickly. Bam, something will come in. You'll get an idea. You'll see a menu. You'll see an advertisement. You'll go, oh, that's where I need to go. That sounds like really good. I haven't had one of those in a long time. I haven't had pizza like that in such a long time. Thank you, God. I appreciate that idea. That's a great idea. I'm going to go there like right now. It's the little things as much as the big things. Ask, but get into that vibration first. Ask. I need a new pair of shoes. I'm not sure where to buy or where to go to get that new pair of shoes. I'm a little confused. I know, kind of have an idea what I want. Can you show me some ideas? I'm feeling pretty good about myself right now, but I'd like to have a new pair of shoes. Can you show me something? And you'll see something. An advertisement will come up. An ad will come up. Something will pop up. You'll be walking. Oh, that's the shoes I want. Okay. Maybe it'll be on social media. Maybe you'll see something and go, ooh, those are the shoes I want. It can be the little things. It doesn't have to be the big things. It doesn't have to be a brand new job. It doesn't have to be a brand new relationship. It doesn't have to be that brand new house. It's the little things. As long as you keep yourself in that high vibrational love place and you're asking for the little things in your life, show me something different. Show me something fun. Show me something a little different to do today. Show me something that I would appreciate. Show me a book that I would really appreciate, that I would learn from. Yeah, my reading material, yeah, it's good, but I want something new. Show me. But again, first get your vibration up, doing something that you really like to do, so you know, something that you really love doing. And then ask, hey, I need a new book. Give me some ideas to read. I need an idea of a movie. I need something that's uplifting and inspiring to watch. Or I need a blue place to go. And then, show me a museum that I could go to, because I'm getting a little stuck right now. Where should I go? What would be a good museum for me to go to that would kind of inspire me and keep this love vibration high? Show me a museum. Show me an art gallery that would be really good and something. Use it for the little things. Don't think it's always the big stuff that you have to ask. You know, your inspiration on any particular subject in your life is so important. It really is. Always asking. I need an idea. I need something. I want to buy something to decorate my house. Give me some ideas, Spirit. Show me something. Show me something that would kind of blend it with what I have. I'm kind of out of that vibration on buying some stuff for my place. Show me something. Bam, you'll get it. But you got to get your vibration up. You got to be doing things you love to do. You got to be feeling good about yourself. You got to be expressing joy. And it's done right then. You'll get it. You'll get the inspiration really quickly. I think we've kind of spent a lot of time on this, haven't we, today? We've kind of shared some ideas. But remember, get that vibration up first, and you can ask for the little things. You can ask for guidance on the little things in your life. You know, you're stuck a little bit. You need that new restaurant that you know, what would be a really good restaurant? You know what I'm like. You know what I like. Show me a really good restaurant that I would be really good for me right now. Someplace that I could really get and have some fun. Kind of keep this fun thing going. Keep this vibration up. Where should I go? They'll show you. Something will come across, and you'll get it. And you go, thank you, God. Thank you, Spirit. I appreciate that. That's beautiful. That's perfect. You know me so well. Thank you. Okay, we're going to leave you with that. We're having so much fun talking to you about this because we want you to get into that vibrational place. We really do want you to get into that vibrational place where you're constantly lifting yourself up and everything you're doing is raising your vibration, because you're asking for things to help you raise your vibration, things that'll feel good in your life, that new pair of shoes, that new book, that new movie, that new restaurant, that new activity, that new mountain to climb. Always asking for things that'll raise your vibration, that'll get you into that zone. Always asking. And it's gonna escalate. You're gonna get higher and higher. And things will flow faster to you. So we love you. We've been going on for a while here. And hopefully that answers a lot of your questions on how to get it done. So many people want to know how to get it done. It's not that difficult. It really isn't that difficult. We could get into more about that, you know, with places that you're hung up on and maybe your own particular situation where you might be stuck. You can get unstuck. You know, we've talked to some of George's callers in the past and given them some ideas. But that's the main idea here, is to get your vibration up first. Because once you have your vibration up, you probably don't even have to ask anymore. You just need to know that you're on the path and you'll get it. When everything works together, it works out for you. Okay, so start with the little things. We'll leave you there. We've been rattling on and on. Thank you for listening. Bye. Well, they went on and on today, didn't they? How much time do I have left? 13 minutes. Woo! I love that. And I hope I remember that. And I hope I can use that. And if you want your own private session with my spirit guides about how you individually can get your vibration up and how you can get into a place of manifesting whatever you want or living the life and always escalating your vibration. It's a beautiful statement that you always should be in the flow of trying to get your vibration higher and higher and higher. And the more you get it higher and higher and maintain that level, that high vibrational place, the more love you're going to feel. The more love and things to love are going to flow into your life. Isn't it beautiful? I think it's beautiful. I think it's an amazing thing. And I appreciate Spirit talking about this today. Okay, so what are we doing now? Okay, I got to get back into it. I'm going to ground myself a little bit here. They went on and on for a while. I have some articles. Let me just give you some love quotes based on the concept of love. And this is from Your Tango. It's love quotes and all kinds of things. So it's yourtango.com. Okay. Love is blind. I like that statement. Love is blind. I saw that you were perfect, and so I loved you. Then I saw that you were not perfect, and I loved you even more. Angelita Lim was the writer of that. Isn't that a beautiful statement? Let me read that again for you, because this is, I posted this on Instagram. If you're not with me on Instagram or Facebook, please join with me. And you can contact me there, or my phone number you can contact me with, or my email address, or my website. But email and phone numbers are probably easier way to reach me, or if you want to join me on Facebook, that's another easy way to reach me. And so, I saw that you were perfect, and so I loved you. Then I saw that you were not perfect, and I loved you even more. And a little bit on the commercial side again, you know, always, you know, I list it as $1.20 a minute, and that's minimum is 10 minutes. And that's a really pretty much a reduced rate. You know, I used to get, what is it, $100 an hour or something like that to do readings, which is considerably more than that, right? Yeah, considerably more than that. You know, the price is, but you know what? Be reasonable, right? Be reasonable. Always be reasonable. Okay, let's see. Okay, in order to be happy oneself, it is necessary to be happy oneself. It is necessary to make at least one other person happy. Theodore Rilick. Do you think that? In order to be happy oneself, it is necessary to make at least one other person happy. That's that kindness thing and that compassion thing that Spirit's been talking about. Do it. Do it. Right? Okay. Let's go back to some other ones, some other quotes. I had some articles. Let me see if one of the articles is kind of appropriate for us today, and then we'll do that. Oh. Okay. Victor Hugo said, and I'll just kind of leave these quotes behind after this one. The greatest happiness of our life is the conviction that we are loved. loved for ourselves, or rather loved in spite of ourselves, that people can love us unconditionally. Isn't that a great idea, to be loved unconditionally? I think I'm going to float over to an article. You like that? Float over to an article about relationships. And it's about knowing that you have the right partner, male, female. But this one's written towards, and this is from lifehack.com under relationships. And this is general, you know, it's written as if you met the right boyfriend or partner in life. But I would say that, you know, it could go the other way. It could go both ways. Male or female, doesn't matter, whatever gender, whatever sexual orientation, it's the right partner, I guess is a good way to say it. So, and these are 20 points, and we'll see how many we get through. And if anybody wants to talk to me and listen to my, have my spirit guides talk to you about whatever is going on in your life, we can do that. Or if you want to me to connect with an ancestor or a famous person, we can do that. He appreciates you, who you are. You are unique and wonderful in your own way. Whether you wake up the neighborhood with your bathroom singing or like solving puzzles in the middle of the night, he accepts you exact, or he or she, you know, it could be a she, right? Accepts you exactly the way you are. He or she, well, just use the word he here. He doesn't want to change anything about you. Now, that's a biggie, huge, giant, monster kind of thing, because how many relationships, especially, you know, and it goes both ways. Oh, you know, I love you, but I wish you were this. Why don't you do that? Oh, your hair. Oh, this. Oh, that. Oh, this. Oh, that. Change. I wish you were a little more. Trying to change people and control people just does not work. Accepting somebody for who exactly they are. Maybe they'll change. Maybe they'll see the value in changing. Maybe not. It doesn't matter. You love them for who you are, and that's why you're in a relationship with them. Okay, next one. He keeps his promises. Now, this could be women too, you know. It can be extremely annoying when a guy insists that he will do something, but he never gets around to it. A true gentleman doesn't backtrack on his words, but walks the talk. You rest assured that he only makes commitments that he intends to keep. That goes with women too. You know, women can promise things. Oh, I'll call you. Oh, but then you get a call. Well, I don't know. You know, I don't know. I got something. I'll be a little late. It's always, I'll be a little late. Keeps his promises. They're going to show up. They don't show up. They don't do this. They don't do that. That's when you know you have the right person, because they're excited about seeing you. They're excited about doing things with you. They're excited just being around you. The next one is really cool. He stands by you. He may not agree with your every decision, but supports the choices you make. He's there for you in success and in failure, in health and sickness, in laughs and in tears. Now, this goes both ways, but he supports you. Or she supports you. They're the muse for each other. They're the rock for each other, right? Isn't that so true? In a great relationship, if the person is doing really something really horrible, maybe not, right? But you know, in the normal course of a relationship, you know what you're into. You know what you got going on. You may not always agree, but at least he agrees with you, and he's willing to work with you and willing to help you or she. He gives you space. Now, this is a biggie. Psychologists say that having privacy in a relationship is more important than sex. The perfect boyfriend allows enough me time and doesn't try to sneak a peek into your personal diary. He doesn't want you to lose the I in the E. Lose the I, or become so enmeshed, you know, so enmeshed in the relationship that you don't have your individuality. Again, that goes both ways. You know, for a man, if you have a girlfriend or a wife and she's, where are you going? Oh, I'm going to go too. Wait a minute. This is my time. You know, this is my, I'm going to a bookstore. I'm going to an electronic. Oh, I'm going to go too. No, stop. You got to respect their personal space. I'm going out into the garage and I'm going to tinker on something. Well, I'm going to come out there with you. No, you know, wait a minute. Time out. You know, there's time together, and it's the same, men towards women. You know, what are you doing? Oh, I'm going to make something. Well, can I? No. I'm going out in the garden. Well, maybe I should come with you. No, you know, wait a minute. Time out. Give her space. He is not jealous or insecure. Now, this definitely goes both ways, but did she just check him out? Who is the guy who texted her in the middle of the night? What is he doing? What is she doing on a Saturday night without me? Nope, this man doesn't waste the time on silly questions. He trusts you. See, that's the big word here. Jealousy is a lack of trust. It's also a lack of knowing the person. And a lack of love, and a lack of respect, and a lack of connection between two people, isn't it? He trusts you and is certain that you trust him. But that trust is developed, and it's, you know, it's like trust is something that's just molded and it grows based on experience together. But once you have that trust, don't break it, right? Don't break that trust. Don't give that person an obvious reason not to trust. Okay, we're gonna look at the time here. We got about 3 minutes. Maybe there's a couple more we can do. And okay, so he's not jealous or she's not jealous. He gets along with your family or she gets along with your family. Ah, that goes both ways, right? You don't need to fret when it comes to meeting the family. The perfect guy puts on his best behavior in front of your parents or friends or siblings or aunts and uncles or whatever it is, right? Or your kids. You know, you're older and you got your own, you know, you've already been married and you have a couple children and maybe even adult children, right? You know, a little bit older here and, you know, whoever I would be dating might have adult children. Puts on his best behavior in front of the adult children and tries to befriend your sibling. Yeah. Dreams come true when he comfortably fits in with your family on a Thanksgiving dinners. Now, I might have a little tough time with some dinners because I'm a vegetarian, plant-based diet. That's a whole discussion of what a vegetarian is, what a vegan is, and what a plant-based diet person is. There's three different things, but we won't go into that. Next point I think is really interesting, and I hopefully can get through this before we run out of time. He is interesting. Life is too short to be thinking of other things when he is talking. Whenever his interests and passions, he is exciting and fun to be around. In fact, he will introduce you to a side of life that you haven't seen before. So that's like the differences, celebrating those differences, letting that person, he or she, come into your life, and they're passionate about it, and they're excited about it, and they introduce it to you. I know someone who had never parasailed, driven a motorcycle, or been to an opera before she met her boyfriend. So introducing new things, be open to new things. You know, he is interesting, but you got to be open to it too. You have to be open to it, you know, like the opera or ballet. I'm really into the ballet. Would you like to go? And it's like, okay, I'll go. Maybe, you never know. I might enjoy it. I've seen it on television, but I've never actually been to a ballet. I might just get into it. So you got to be open to it. They're going to introduce you to things. Let them introduce you to new stuff that they're excited about, they're passionate about. And that really bonds a relationship because you can gain an appreciation for it. It may not be your favorite thing. At least you can grow an appreciation for it. Okay, so I'll be back tomorrow. And again, we'll do something very similar. You can always call in. I'm always open to let my spirit guides channel for you and give you information that you need in your life. I'm also open to let your ancestors talk to you or a famous person. I love to talk to them. They're fun, you know, channeling. Maybe we'll do that. Maybe we'll channel some famous people tomorrow and see if you can figure out who they are. Just have some fun. So I love you guys. I'll see you tomorrow. Same time, same place.